You have been chosen to keep the balance on the island of Tenmar. Go to thedungeonrats.com to deliver monsters, plot twists, or magic items to our shores and valor in our hearts. For it is your fate to join us on the Council of Guardians.
And actually, you all would notice with that emotional change that it goes from like yellow, it starts to turn kind of orangish, getting closer to red.
Craig, he is messing with you. They understand.
Yeah, we were honest with them. That's why I wanted to go up there. I mean, eventually, I wasn't going to be honest, but it was fine.
We told them we were going to investigate the area to see what happened to Momet, and they understood. They said they'd keep out watch for us.
They got our backs, Craig.
Okay,
yeah. But they have their eye on you, particularly.
You know, I'm not sure.
They thought it was weird.
I'm making
you didn't
an insight check to see if I believe him.
Oh, you poor baby.
I'm gonna roll my deception.
Yeah, do it.
My insight is 8.
Oh, Nat!
Oh,
no.
So
oh, man,
Craig,
you're
like,
this sinker.
And he was almost like coming back to like a blue color, but then he turns back to yellow again and says, okay.
Jindal's gonna smack Screech on the back of the head.
What? You gotta do everything I say, Craig. Come on, let's go, guys.
Craig nods and begins to follow Screech.
Oh, that's awesome.
Jindal rolls their eyes, but also is vaguely amused.
So you go beyond the wall.
I'm gonna investigate immediately.
Yes. Roll.
Yeah, I'll investigate too.
I'll investigate.
I won't.
14.
9.
15.
I am going to say that Gentle and Zipper are next to each other.
Checks out.
Yeah, as you are looking over the ground. So squeegee right now.
Okay.
As
my quack.
You're like, oh,
what? That's not squeegee. We're all just thinking about the stupid sounds we can make right now.
I'm not gonna lie, when everyone was really sad earlier, I wanted to start doing Zipper's like clucking sounds.
But as Gentle and Zipper are examining, they don't see any footsteps. Well, I guess you would see the footsteps of the guards as they go out. You see a couple imprints of what are clearly human footsteps in the mud. But as you look around, you don't see any sort of animal or creature's markings. But what you do see are these long, narrow trenches, like they were dug into the ground. Only a couple inches deep, but they're just long, I don't know, small indents, small divots that have seemed to be all around the area.
Sorry, describe those again. You said they were like something was dragged or not like something was dragged?
It could look like something was dragged. Roll nature.
Boop. Crit fail.
14?
It looks like someone a branch and like slapped it down into the ground in many different spots.
Oh, Alex knows what that means, but Gentle just failed
they
at that.
Not.
Gentle is just like, well, that's a weird track.
Did you find something?
Zipper doesn't know what that means, or Serena.
Think about the shape of branches, and that shape has been imprinted in different spots in the mud.
It's fake tracks. That's what I would
think. I didn't
think.
Say that.
That's what what Zipper thinks. This is it's fishy.
If we're trying to track something, that I could probably help with. I've been out in the woods for a long time.
Yeah, oh, are you sure, Craig? They might be looking for you right now.
Can I roll again? Or no?
I think you're buying it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, you're probably right. I'll stay in the back. And he kind of moves
Squeege
away.
Squeege is just upset that he's not finding anything right now.
He's going,
Gentle reaches into one of their pouches and pulls out their lush flower, like lollipop thing. It goes, Squeege, if I give you this, will you stop fucking doing this?
Oh, Squeege looks at it and he thinks it's what is it? Like medicinal? and he just takes it. Oh, yeah, that's fine. Hey, Craig, I was totally lying. No one's looking for you. No one's thinking about you at all. He puts it in his mouth.
Can I roll to see if I believe him?
Yeah, do it. I'll say it has to be above a 10.
Oh, it, wait, insight?
Yeah.
It is just a 10.
I think that works. 10 or higher. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God. I was wondering if it was going to be one of your ones that had a negative one.
No, luckily.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. You got me.
Yeah, I totally got you. Okay.
Right. Let me, I can maybe try to see what happened.
Yeah.
Yes, we found these weird tracks on the ground. I don't know what they mean.
Could I make a survival check?
Yes.
17.
What specifically were you looking for?
Just to see, like, why those imprints were made over this area. And then if I realized why they were made over this area, if I could suss out if there was anything underneath where they were trying to be covered up.
Oh, interesting. You don't see anything. It's not like these markings are covering some sort of other mark. You don't see that at all. And I want to make sure I'm clear. There aren't physical branches on the ground.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So it looks like the imprint of branches, like they were smacked to the ground. And as you look closer at it, you can make out that certain parts of this object that created this it's really thick. And then in other portions, it seems quite a bit more narrow and intricate.
So could I see, like, in what direction this is pointing or going from, coming to?
It's definitely coming from further out to the island. You can tell that. It's moving away from the wall.
Okay, but it stopped here.
Stopped there.
All right, so it could be somebody taking a branch and smacking it on the ground.
Yeah.
Or...
So what, like, cover their tracks?
Well, I don't see any tracks underneath that they're trying to cover. So the only thing, other thing is, this is a very magical island. We've seen a lot of things. It could be a tree itself.
Yes, thinking of tree monster. Oh my gosh. I've only read about them in a book. And it was, there was like this great rig, one rig. And they had to like go to this mountain where there's a giant eye.
I'm from the mountains.
Yeah, was there an eye there that could see everything and it was so evil?
Kind of.
Well, there was a tree people.
Well, wouldn't it? Oh. It makes sense. Trees have rings. That's how you know how old they
Zipper's
are.
Zipper's read Lord of the Rings.
I don't believe
the book that the game is based off of.
So meta.
Yeah. Wow, Zipper.
It's Wait. Called like Guy of the Beans.
Oh, I was gonna say Baron of the Bracelets.
Yeah.
So it could be a tree. It could be one of those creatures.
Yeah.
All of you suddenly hear a whistle coming from the watchtower, like somebody is trying to get your attention. You look up and you see Bill waving at you, and he's got his torch in his hand, and he places it down onto the fire pit, and it ignites a flame. And he points deep into the distance.
Oh boy.
So to be clear, can we see, they lit theirs, but it's not like along the line, like no one else is lighting theirs?
It's just theirs.
Cool.
You would see, though, in a few minutes, the progression is happening of the other ones are starting to get lit towards to signal you to come here.
Yeah. Okay, but, like, this is the one that we're supposed to come to.
That's why he's waving
great.
Like,
That's what I figured, but I didn't want to be wrong.
Right.
I'm going to investigate out into the distance. Look out to the distance.
Roll perception.
Okay. 19.
You squint and look deep into the fog. You see carriage barreling its way towards you.
How far away from the tree line?
How far from the tree line? I'm trying to visualize it in my head. I think you would see like trees around, but you can see it like bouncing like between trees in the distance.
Sorry, I'll be more clear. How far are we from cover, like for people to go to like hide?
You could run into the woods and try to get coverage there. Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to.
But I don't know if I trust the woods anymore.
Well, if it's just the carriage, that means people are in there and they're probably just greeting us.
Or it's the Lord of the Beads.
Oh. These are the people we're supposed to meet.
Yeah,
right
that's
now.
That's probably yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Ah.
Gentle, like, makes a bunch of faces like I just did. And then he's like...
They make a bunch of noises.
Yes. Like a bunch of like, oh, what do I want to do noises? And then just goes, okay, just in case, I'm going to cover you guys. Or just in case, I'm going to cover in case it is not good. Yes? And Gentle, like, bolts off to the closest tree to, like, climb up and, like, stealth.
Okay, cool. Roll stealth.
Nat 20.
Disappear.
I'm gone.
Yeah, you disappear from the game itself.
I put on a love link and...
Squeege turns to Craig and Zipper and he just explains, okay, if they're watching us right now from, you know, over there, and he like kind of like tilts his head to the wall, he's just like, it's going to be very suspicious if we're having a jolly good time talking to this carriage. So we got to be on our A game. We have to give them, you know, some shit when they, we got to pull them over.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh. It'd be really intimidating.
Wait, you want me to lie again?
Well, I mean, it's, do your job. That's all I want. I just want you to do your job.
Okay.
But know that you're really lying. I'm sorry, Craig. I didn't mean to do it. It's just gentle left, and then I thought maybe, you know, no one's going to
give
me shit.
This was Gentle's, like, mental struggle. Was like, do I want to leave them in charge? Of, like, do I want to talk to these people, or do I want to be the one who's, like, the most good at hiding in case they, like, need help?
All right, I think I can manage.
Yeah.
Yeah, you so, go. I got it. Yeah, let's do
so
it.
So I'm not lying. I'm just
let's
doing my job.
Let's mess up
doing
suckers up.
Yeah,
doing my job.
Okay, but...
Mentally.
Yeah, just mentally.
Yeah,
make
I get it.
It.
No, no, no.
Perform it like that.
Wink.
No, you don't have to wink like that.
She's like blinking at you.
Stop it.
She doesn't
Craig
want
starts
wink.
Winking at
no,
you.
No, Craig, you too. Stop it. He looks off into the distance, into the forest, to see if he can see Gentle watching this right now.
And you cannot see Gentle anywhere.
Oh, no.
We got it. It's
going to
be great.
Squeege kind of steps forward in the path of where this
the
carriage is coming, and he puts out his hand to stop.
As you see this carriage come closer, you notice... that it's very posh. It looks like it was created by someone with quite a bit of wealth. You also see it is not being pulled by any sort of horse. It's moving all on its own. You see a small noit kind of pop out from underneath the tree, and you see the carriage just smash right through it. And blood and guts explode everywhere.
Craig goes, yeah.
Metal. The carriage continues. Metal. The carriage continues towards you. It's moving very quickly. It's flying in your direction.
Whoa, is it slowing
okay,
down?
Okay, it's gotta slow down,
gotta,
right?
I push in front of Squeege and put both of my hands out.
Wait, okay, are you gonna slow it down? What are you gonna do? Gonna
I'll
hit
stop
it?
It.
Okay,
The carriage comes barreling towards you. It suddenly stops.
Ugh.
Inches away from the tips. Your finger.
Good job, Craig.
You did though it.
And I give you a big thumbs up.
Sitting there perfectly still.
I put his hand down because he looks very adorable doing that. And we're supposed to be intimidating right now. Squeege puffs up his chest and just like bangs on the carriage.
Yeah, Zipper puffs up her chest and waddles next to Squeege.
Craig puffs up his chest and waddles next to
Don't
Zipper.
Crowd me, guys. Don't crowd
me. No, we got it. Got it.
Yo, what's going on inside there? Who are you?
You hear no response.
Is it a covered carriage or like
yeah.
an open? Okay.
Yeah, it's completely. I'm kind of picturing it like the carriage from Cinderella.
That's what I was doing.
That's all I was thinking, yeah.
You said it's there's no horses leading it. Does this carriage have a spot for horses in the front, like that beam that comes out that they're attached to, or is that. Not
no.
there as
is
well.
Is it like in Harry Potter where they have the ones that you can only see if you've experienced death?
Is it a carriage?
Cool. <Yeah. laughs> You do see streaks of blood on it. You do see that there are parts of like the forest stuck into various pieces of the carriage, but the carriage seems to be in perfect condition.
Can I investigate the carriage / the surrounding forest area from where I am?
Yes. What are you looking for?
See if I can see anything about the carriage from a distance where they don't know that I am, / if I can see anything approaching.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
Okay.
I crit failed.
Oh, wow. That's the second one today.
I know.
Just to remind you.
While this is happening, Squeege is gonna bang on the door. There's got a door.
It has
right?
a door.
Yeah, yeah. Bang on the door and then explain like, "We are gods of the wall. Open now, or we're gonna light you up."
Yeah, we're gonna take you downtown, Mr. or Mrs. or whoever's inside.
Do you want me to just rip the door off?
Oh, no. We're gonna give them a second, and then we're not gonna tell them. They can hear us right now, okay? They can probably hear us. We don't want to tell them.
Yeah,
what
I'm doing
plan.
My job. Do you want me to rip the door off?
No, I mean we don't have to rip the door off
if
right
they
now.
Don't answer.
If they don't answer, then yes, we will.
Okay,
think
that's
of
all
other
I
reasons.
Wanted to know.
Do you
okay.
have a family you care about? Because maybe you won't see them again if you don't open that door.
Zipper, just stop. No. just stop, okay? Just okay, what happened? Nothing?
I'm gonna try to open the door.
No response.
I'm gonna put my hands on the handle and try to open the door.
Everybody roll initiative.
Oh,
I should
have
done it.
This is
gonna be good, guys.
Damn.
20.
20.
17.
Had a 14.
8.
Then mystery.
Mysteries.
Oh my god. I hate what Squeege has become.
No, that's Carlos.
Oh, yeah, that's 100%.
Oh, okay.
If I was doing a Dungeon Rats drinking game, I would make someone take a shot every time Carlos does that voice, because he does it at least once a session.
But what if he didn't stop doing that voice?
Then everyone would be dead.
So, first up, Squeege. Let me describe what happens, and then you'll be the first to react.
Okay.
Zipper extends her hand, her wing, grabs the handle of the door, and pulls it open. Inside, you see many, maybe it's 8, 9, 10? About 6-inch spiders moving around within the door.
6-inch spiders?
Big spiders. Big 6-inch spiders. Like, that's their body. That's not, that doesn't include their legs.
Okay. Perhaps someone could describe them as little friends.
Yeah.
I'm just going to slam the door.
Good.
So you slam the door closed.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's up next?
Carriage.
Well, once the door is closed, you hear...
Man, that's messed up.
That's messed up. I was just going to say that.
Okay. We won.
We're supposed to bring this into the wall. This is the package.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's into some crazy stuff, man.
Yeah.
Craig sees the spiders inside, then the door slam.
Yeah.
He puts together that's what this thing is. He's gonna. Can he see if the guards on the top are watching still?
Roll perception or investigation.
18.
You look up and you definitely see that Bill and Ted are looking in your direction.
He thinks it's a good idea to get the carriage out of sight. Like they're kind of like moving it out of the way. Seem like they're still doing their job. So he's gonna start to try to push the carriage back towards the woods. Like,
it just starts
out of sight from the people above.
Okay. I think I need you to roll a stealth to do this.
Okay. I mean, I wasn't trying to, like, hide that I'm pushing it.
I know, but
there.
I need to have something to roll against to see if they get suspicious. Sure. We could try deception, maybe.
Stealth is fine.
I think stealth is probably the best way. I just need to see what Bill and Ted think of this.
13.
Excellent.
Okay. So you begin pushing the cart and it or the carriage, and it is moving with ease wherever you push it.
Okay, so I'm just going to start pushing it in the direction of the forest, the tree line.
Okay.
Yeah.
It moves. Let's say you get to move it half your walking distance.
Yes, so that's 20 feet.
Okay, so you get about 20 feet in this turn deeper into the woods.
Okay.
Or deeper away from the wall.
Yeah, just trying to get it out of sight.
Mm-hmm.
Zipper is next. Don't know what to do with this mess. I am going to cause a distraction. I mean, can I just hold action?
Yeah.
Because because it's either I cause a distraction so their focus is away from Craig, or I just wait. I don't feel like I'm in danger right now.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah, you can definitely hold your action.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, though? What are you holding?
I'm just looking around. I'm just going to see if something else is coming. Because it seems very shady, this whole situation. Like, magic drawn carriage, it's there. In movies, and not movies, in books, there's usually a handler.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm expecting there to be something else.
Okay. Let's roll an investigation.
Okay. 12.
You don't see anything.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Just doing a bird thing. I'm like digging with my foot now.
All right, who's up next?
Up next is Gentle.
I'm also going to do an investigation to see if there's anything coming from the woods.
You have advantage because of your viewpoint.
Sweet.
Nat 20. You look at the carriage and you look at Crag's feet as they dig into the soil. And you see that the branches that seem to be on the ground around him are not breaking and shifting like they normally would. In fact, it looks like there's some sort of root making its way towards him.
Like a root is moving towards him?
Yes.
I want to fire a crossbow bolt at the root.
Right.
That I can see.
Roll to hit.
Ugh, that's going to be a luck point.
Oh.
Oh.
What'd you roll?
Not good. 7.
You shoot an arrow down and you just see it sink into the mud.
Am I anywhere near a root? Like, did I startle it?
The root continues moving forward.
Hopefully I startled my friends and then they look. I don't know. I guess that's my turn.
That's your turn? Great.
Yeah.
We are at mystery.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Craig, what's your armor class?
15. It's just called stone class.
Stone class.
As you are pushing this cart forward, you begin to feel something wrap around your foot. You look behind you and you see emerging from the ground all of these roots and branches, like they've all come together out of nowhere. One by one, you start to see them assemble and wrap around each other until they form into this giant tree. On one part of the tree, you see that it has been scuffed and burned, like it recently got into some sort of fight. As you look up to the top, where the branches are normally spread out on a tree, some of these have been pulled together with webs in the shape of a dream catcher. You see this root wrap around your body. It lifts you high into the air, slams you down on the ground, dealing you...
I'm not raging yet, so this is going to hurt.
16 damage. As you hit the dirt, you hear it say, "Give them back to me."
I don't know what you mean.
I tried to help. I didn't do it, though.
Okay, who's next?
We are back up the top at Squeege.
So Squeege, you just saw this.
Okay, so can I roll to see if I know what this creature is?
You can.
Okay. What should I roll?
A history.
History? Okay. 22.
You recognize it as the Dreaming Tree. It is a tree that has existed for a long time. One that is able to catch the dreams of the people of the kingdom. It takes them in and interprets them. And some say if you were to sleep under the Dreaming Tree, your dreams themselves would be changed and altered. You may even be able to see other people's dreams as you sleep.
Okay. Can I roll a history on the spiders too, if I know anything about them? Because I saw them?
Yes. And we'll go with history.
16.
You recognize them as the Tenebrous spiders. They're rare and magical and intelligent creatures who spin a thread of magical silk that can be used to create dream catchers. This allows the owner of the dream catcher to manipulate people's dreams and see into them. Therefore, they are much sought after.
Alia is such a crime boss.
Oh, so they're not dangerous. They're not, like, attacking us.
Yeah.
Spiders.
We have to keep them safe and deliver them.
For anyone listening to the podcast, Serena paid quote fingers.
I mean, dream stuff can be dangerous, but, like, they're not inherently,
yeah,
dangerous. But, like, get attacked by trees.
Yeah, so he's going to take a swing at this tree with his mace.
All right, roll to hit.
Ooh, 25.
Ooh, wow. 25 hits.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, it's four.
Four damage total?
Yeah. I rolled one.
You take your mace and where do you hit the tree?
I guess at like
one of its roots, yeah. one of its many roots.
You see a little, just a little bit chip out.
Here we go. Welcome to the chipper. Swings it down and it does nothing.
All right, who's next?
Next is the carriage.
The carriage. Again, just the door is closed. We just here.
After Craig just got slammed into the ground, he is going to rage, and then he's going to pull his maul off his back and just start swinging at the tree, trying to get him to let him go. And he's going to do reckless attack, which will give him advantage on his attacks, but also if he is attacked in the next round, they'll have advantage on him.
Got it.
So he's going to start swinging at the tree.
Nice.
Oh, geez, 25 to hit.
Okay, that hits.
All right.
Roll damage.
15 points of damage for the first hit. And then he's going to swing at it again. Can I say that this one, he's trying to swing at the root that has him?
Yes.
So he can try to, like, break himself free?
Yes.
13 to hit.
13 is a miss.
All right. So he swings at that one, misses, kind of curses. And then is just going to kind of brace for impact again.
Okay.
And that's it.
Great. Who's up next?
Zipper is. She sees Craig struggling with the tree. She starts power running towards Craig, and she lifts her sphere into the air and casts mage armor and does her transformation into... I don't know.
Somebody wants to
and it's explosion. Her mask gets on her face.
Yeah.
But like to all of us, she's just slowly spinning in a circle.
Yeah, she's just
like Sailor Moon style.
You now have mage armor.
It's technically a bonus action, but there's nothing I want to do. So
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it. Next is Gentle.
So the tree, you said it had like dreamcatcher webs on it?
Yeah, in the top, where the branches would be, the branches have been pulled together in the shape of a dreamcatcher.
I want to try to sneak attack fire my crossbow, like through the dreamcatcher web.
Roll the hit.
I'm gonna do another luck point.
That would have been really high. Roll a 14. Your crossbow's now plus 2.
What
it's
is it?
4 plus your proficiency, which is 3, so it's plus 7 to hit.
Oh, then I won't. It's 21.
21
yeah.
Definitely hits.
Cool.
So you shoot it through the web in an attempt to break it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's roleplay that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm still on it.
Just the look at her face was just like,
yeah. Well, I just wanted to make sure. Let's not talk too much about it.
Okay. Because I'm still up in the tree.
Yeah.
And I just like fire my crossbow to like try to hit it through center.
And as it flies forward, it strikes into the web that holds the dream catcher together. It rips open and you see those branches expand out. As they do this, you see this sentient tree fall to their knees and go, "Oh, they're leaving me."
But it doesn't do damage?
No damage, but this tree is now fallen to their knees of sorts.
It barks.
It is their turn.
We're going to need to roll a grapple.
Okay.
You can use dex or strength to try to escape.
I will use strength. It's not a save. It's just a check, right?
It's just a check.
Natural 20.
Nice.
You feel what was once this very flexible a branch that was wrapped around you. You feel it start to harden and form into what a normal tree would seem to feel like. But as it does, it becomes dry and brittle. And you're able to break yourself out of it as it shatters into splinters around you. You see the tree continue to tip forward and fall.
So this all happens right in front of me, right?
Because you took a chip off of your
I did this.
I turn around. I'm like, oh my God. Don't come back. Can I do an investigation? I want to assess the situation. Like, is this thing dead or?
Oh, crit fail. It is dead. Is that's what I think, or
yeah, you have no idea what's going on.
Okay. Hey, look, guys, it's a tree. Hey, that's my squeech now.
It's pretty good.
Wait. Do you think this tree has the ruby?
This tree looks a lot like my pediatrician.
God, I don't know what to do. I guess because I feel bad for the tree because I know about this tree that they are hundreds of years old. And I also know about these spiders. They're also not hurting anyone, you know? So I guess I want to run up to Crag and try to get him to like leave. Like, let's go.
Okay. So yeah. So you run up to Crag and you wave to him.
I want to make an insight check.
Because I've been lying to you.
Yeah.
I have a boy card wolf.
18.
Oh, yeah. So you recognize that he's being serious right now.
You also started eating a lush flower sucker, by the way.
Yeah, so you're probably a little high.
Pulls it out. Craig, let's get out of here. Come on.
Oh, is it dead?
I 100% cannot tell. I took a good chunk out of it for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, but probably not as. I mean, yeah, but okay. Let's. So, how far away is the carriage from us and the tree?
The carriage is actually pretty close to the tree. The tree is clearly making its move towards the carriage, and that's why they chose to grab Crag first.
Oh, gotcha.
But they seem to be stuck in their track now.
So yeah, I try to get Crag, and I notice the carriage. And can we push it?
Yeah.
Push it away?
Yeah, so you can continue to try to push it with the rest of your movement.
Yeah, try to push it. I want to push it back where he was pushing it, back into the forest. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of in the cover of the trees, so the wall can't really see us. People on the wall, Bill and Ted can't see us. And maybe we can do our own little investigation on the carriage away from this tree.
Okay, so again, you'll be able to move it half. Well, you're a gnome. Can you roll strength for me?
Oh, yeah, I can. I don't know why I said it like that. I'm a gnome. What the?
I'm just saying, you know, pushing a carriage is a lot harder for you.
It's by plus three strength, but I rolled really bad. So 8.
Yeah, so you are able to move it about 3 feet.
Oh, okay.
He moved it 20. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not a competition.
I'm trying to provide context.
We're all on the same team here.
All right, who's up next?
Up next is Crag.
He's not going to quite start helping with the carriage yet. He wants to see, is this thing, like he felt the thing become actual tree around his ankle. Is the creature all becoming this hard tree-like thing now?
Yeah, you see within the trunk of the tree what looks somewhat like a face. It's turning into a frown, and you hear a light moan coming out, like, as it continues to firm and solidify.
All right, Squeege, I can confirm that it is probably dead.
Not yet. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. I'm dying.
All right,
not
I don't,
quite dead yet.
I don't think it's a threat to us right now, so I'll help Squeege push the carriage back farther.
Zipper's next. Can I roll an arcana about the tree?
Okay. What are you looking to learn?
So I'm looking to learn one, I guess maybe that might be a history, but I want to know the significance of the tree. Like, did we just do like something that's completely like blasphemous right now?
Okay.
Sort of is what I'm looking for.
Great. I think that's probably history.
Okay. 12.
The dreaming tree has gone back for hundreds of years as something that people have talked about throughout the kingdom. Many great scholars have slept under the tree and spoken about it and written about it. Some people have said to have gone crazy sleeping under this tree. So it is definitely something of legacy and of great lore and is seen with reverence.
So because it is of great lore, Zipper runs up to it and I want to touch it and it's like its cheek and I want to cast Spare the Dying.
Ooh, read me the flavor text.
So it is, you touch a living creature that has zero hit points. The creature becomes stable. The spell has no effect on undead or constructs, so.
Okay. I would guess the process suddenly stops.
Cool.
So it's stuck in this mid form of both being a sentient group of plant life and a solid tree.
And Zipper looks at the tree and says,
There will be more friends for you. You're not going to be alone. I promise.
And give them back to me.
They're not mine to give or to take.
They provided me with my dreams. Now they are all gone. I am stuck with one. One memory of my last dream.
Wait, these are the things that give you dreams? I thought you gave others dreams.
I housed them. They lived in me. We were symbiotic. But you took them.
Gentle jumps down from the tree then and is walking over with the crossbow still out. And as they're like hearing this conversation, they're like, oh, did you get any of Momet's dreams when you bashed her to death?
I do not know who Momet is.
Did you kill a guard today?
Could have been me.
That's a good button.
Yeah, could have been, baby.
Could have been me. I was just looking for my family.
And was she hurting your family in any way? What did she do to deserve getting bludgeoned? I saw the way you lifted up Craig and I've heard what happened to her body.
Just have the one dream now. I don't know what is real. What is sleep?
Do Squeege and I hear this conversation?
Yeah.
Is the cart far enough into the woods where we feel like it's hidden from the tower?
Yeah, let's say it is, yeah.
Okay.
Also, are the spiders reacting in any way?
You just hear them.
But the skittering hasn't, like, changed at any point.
Cool. So I'm gonna... Craig will make his way back. This thing was protecting itself. I think that nature has been here long before any of us. And it'll be here long after any of us. This thing has a right to these spiders more than this Alia person does.
How far do these favors go with Alia? What she's asking us to do? We're stealing dreams right now.
She saved our lives. And this creature killed someone who, as far as we know, was not involved. Just happened to be in the area. Don't act like anyone is innocent.
If you come by a pack of wolves and they kill you...
Then it is in your rights if you're around to defend yourself. This thing would have killed you before we found out anything about it.
But that's nature. I don't hold anything against this beast.
Right, and you shouldn't also favor it in any way. It would not favor you. It would have killed you. It would not have asked if you would have given those spiders back.
But we have the choice. We have empathy. We're allowed to do that.
And Alia is the reason that this thing killed somebody.
Gentle just, like, literally spits on the ground and is like, do whatever you want.
he's pushing the cart.
It's fine. It's fine where it is.
It's great.
Can I talk to the tree?
Mm-hmm.
You say you only have one dream now. Can I ask what that dream is?
The third child sleeps and dreams of a new day.
Well, that doesn't mean anything to me.
Squeege is writing this down in his lyric book because it sounded badass.
If the spiders came back and to their home, to you, would you return back to your form?
Yes.
I see.
I don't know very much about dream spiders. Do dream spiders mate? Like, we have a bunch of there, but can there be more? Later? Like,
are you asking me?
Like, reproduction of a spider. That's really what I'm asking about
right
now.
I'm gonna roll intelligence.
I mean, they've lived in your head for a long time.
Yeah, you would know.
I'm just gonna let you know.
Yeah, do you like hear them doing it up there? Like, spider doing it?
Like, race cars? I'm just gonna let you know.
They rolled a one.
Oh, no.
No idea. That's fair.
Do your parents make love?
That's weird.
Do you listen?
That's weird.
I come from an egg.
Wait, these aren't your parents, though.
Right.
Symbiotic relationship. These are more like your neighbors.
Yeah,
more like your neighbors.
We could debate semantics another time.
I guess you are dying right now.
Yeah.
If these spiders were returned to you, would you just go back into the forest and be at peace?
I would love that.
Are you at peace when you're in the forest? What do these dreams do to people when you catch them?
I don't think they harm anyone.
And it sounds like the people that... Well, I actually don't know that, so...
Because Gentle doesn't know anything about this tree. Mm-hmm. And as mm-hmm. far... I don't think Swede or Zipper has said anything.
I don't think this tree believes that they harm anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one ever thinks that they harm anyone.
Exactly, yeah.
Gentle is making grumpy faces and then is just like, do you need all of them? Will you be happy with 5? As payment for the guard you killed?
Roll persuasion.
21.
5 will do.
Okay, who wants to get into that cart and get 5 spiders out?
I touch my beak.
I just want to say that I don't think we owe Alia anything.
I don't think it matters if we owe her. I think it matters that she will take her pound of flesh from us if we do not provide something to her. I don't want to be in debt to someone who is dangerous.
I don't want to hurt something that hasn't done anything.
It isn't saying that it's hurt if we don't give it all of the spiders. It literally just said it would be fine.
I just think we're messing with nature here when we don't have any right to mess with it.
Well, nature never has a right to mess with us, and it still kills people all the time.
It does have a right.
To kill people? I will not have this conversation
with
you.
You don't get mad at a hurricane for killing people.
We fight monsters every day that only just get close to our home.
It's the circle of life. And it moves us all.
The only reason this thing killed anybody was because of Alia.
And what about the weasel that attacked the other day that you killed? Or the boar? Why do you make this difference if a thing comes up to us and it is just looking for food? Do you eat meat or are you vegetarian? What? I don't understand your criteria.
This all aside, though, you guys gotta ask yourself one thing.
Yeah.
What was Mama doing out here alone? Probably working for Alia. Probably getting this thing ready for it.
Because I think that Alia, the only reason she would have gotten hurt if she tried to steal those spiders in the first place.
We don't know that.
But we don't know she's good either.
I'm not saying that she's good. I think she is probably evil, which is also why we should give her a thing so she gets off of our back.
I feel like we're never getting out of that pocket.
That's what I feel.
What? Really?
Yeah, I think we're going to be locked in forever.
Oh, yeah.
We're dead until we're stuck.
I know drug lords. Yeah. I do a lot
you
of drugs.
You know drug
guys.
Lords? I've read guys, drug stories.
I do a lot of drugs.
Do you really?
But we ain't never getting out of this pocket. It's going to be like shenanigan after shenanigan. I'm all for it. I'm 100% down for this. This was fun. This was a lot of fun.
I didn't know Alia's intentions before right now. But now that I know what she did, I won't do any more favors for her. You all can do whatever you like, but I will not do any more favors for her. And giving her these spiders is a favor for her. And I will not have any part.
Well, then maybe you should go catch another wasting plague.
So,
Jesus.
You guys look over where Zipper was, and she's not there anymore. She is next to the carriage, and she's kind of peeking in, just kind of tapping on the glass, looking at it. She grabs the handle, and she slowly opens the door. Anyone wants to stop me, they have time.
I don't think I'd probably even notice you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we should burn the spiders and burn the tree just to be safe. Dude, what happened to the spiders?
Roll animal handling.
So at the very least, we need to get 5 out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We also don't know if the spiders like being with this tree. That isn't a thing we've asked.
Obviously, they do.
Yeah, they live in the tree. They made their home there.
It's a symbiotic relationship. They're part of the tree. That is a 20, but it's not a natural 20.
So the spiders, you see them begin to exit the carriage. You see them, like, seemingly a bit lost because they don't know where they are.
And they're intelligent, too, right?
They are intelligent.
Hello.
And so you see one looks at you and walks and sees this tree and begins to walk.
Do you like that tree?
They can't talk back to me, but I'm trying to figure out.
And you see... Without hesitation, the spider is returning. The spider enters the tree and goes up inside, and you lose it for a second, and then you see it reappear at the top, and it begins laying some silk out and rebuilding the dream catcher.
That's nice.
Yeah, let's burn them both down at the same time.
Squeege, I don't know what to think about you
anymore. The other spiders are following this first spider's lead. And you see a second, a third. You see a fourth walk out, and on their back is a big sack of eggs. And it continues to move.
They do have...
Goes toward... and goes in and enters the tree as well.
Can I try to grab the sack of eggs on the back of the spider?
You can roll stealth.
If Craig sees it, he'll try to stop if he sees it.
I think we return the spiders back. We can do a little Charlotte's Web here. Maybe it's two birds, one stone. What am I doing? Sleight of hand or?
Dexterity.
Dexterity. Okay. Yeah.
Would Craig see that so he can make a competing dexterity to try to stop him?
Roll insight.
15.
Investigation. 15.
Oh, no. 2.
Okay. No, you don't. Yeah. I need you to make a con saving throw.
Oh. 19.
As you grab the sack of eggs from behind, from the back of this spider, you get a sudden flash of you standing on a stage, and then it goes away.
Nah.
Holding on to the sack, but that spider you grabbed it from has now turned and is facing you.
Gotta go. Squeege is gonna make a run for it.
Okay, let's roll. let's do a contested roll to see if you escape. The spider is going to jump at you and try to land on you.
Acrobatics?
Yeah, let's do a contested acrobatics.
Okay. 11.
Natural 20.
Oh, my
oh
God.
No.
Yikes.
So I got this little spider on me?
The spider jumps through the air, lands on your back as you turn to run, takes its small fangs and sinks them into you.
Ah!
Suddenly, you're back on that stage.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you're at a big rock concert.
Okay, yeah, I'm doing it. I'm on the stage at the rock concert.
You're on the stage. You have a guitar in your hands.
Okay.
You get ready to play.
My big moment. Squeege's time to shine.
The backing band begins and you
Squeege
hear...
Squeege and the Zix.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your hands in the air and said I'm crazy.
No, thank you.
Oh, so it's a nightmare.
then that song ends because that's all I remember of it. I remember
China,
this part too.
Chickadee
China, the Chinese chicken.
I know too much.
That song ends and the next song begins. I just want
to
fly.
No,
oh,
no.
Oh,
and you find yourself singing this song. You're lost. You're no longer in the forest. You're no longer even on the island of Tenmar.
Mm-hmm.
You're at this concert playing bad pop songs from the 90s. You all see him reacting to this. He's still right in front of you, but he's singing these weird bardish songs, stumbling around. Sack in hand with a spider with their fangs deep in his
so
neck.
So I want to untie the fabric belt thing I have on and try to catch the spider inside of it. So like wrap it in my fabric.
All right, roll sleight of hand.
That is going to be a luck point. 17.
You are able to wrap the spider and pull it off of him. The dream suddenly stops.
Put your arms around me. Oh, no. I'm going to drop the eggs.
Ooh.
Oh, if they crack. I didn't even think of that. Sorry. The eggs crack. They're like squishy.
Special comes out of it.
I was actually rolling to see if they hatch.
Oh, God.
They hit the ground and you just hear.
Craig sees all that happen and then he's going to cast Speak with Animals and try to diffuse the situation. And so he'll cast Speak with Animals and he'll see the egg sack and he'll go over, pick it up and try to go over to the spider that's in Gentle's sack. Hello.
My babies.
Yeah, that's right.
Gentle, this is their babies, this their children, this is their eggs.
Yes, which spiders do not raise. Babies are born and then they go off.
Well, we're still separating it from its family.
Let's take it to Mira.
It just said something. To who?
Mira.
Who's Mira?
Where we live.
We were all on board.
Yeah.
You're the one who questioned yourself.
Yeah.
Okay,
I think I've done this before.
So Mira is a place.
Where we live.
Is it here on the island?
I
right in front of you.
Oh, you call this island Mira? Oh, Mira is the tree.
It's what they prefer to be called.
Oh, Mira. I see. Gentle, please, it just wants to get back home.
Every morning there's a hay.
You will not let up one spider.
No, I don't. I mean, this thing just wants to go home.
I truly do not understand. Why do you make this one distinction when you slaughter animals outside of the kingdom all the time?
Because I was defending myself.
This thing would have killed you.
No, this spider would not have killed me.
You don't know that. It literally just attacked Squeech.
Because he just stole his babies.
That's true. I stole the babies.
Someone stole my egg. Ooh.
Let's just ask if we could just raise it in the kingdom.
Yeah.
We can just raise it. We know of another Mira. It can live in the
true.
Square with the other trees.
Yes, ask the spider if it is fine with the babies being raised by someone else.
Okay. Excuse me.
Yes.
A different voice.
Did I change?
Hello.
I didn't have a good grasp on it in the first place.
I'm not sure exactly how this works, but if you got back to Mira, you could have more children, yes?
Yes, of course.
So, if we let you back to Mira, could we take these eggs here and have them live inside of our home?
Roll animal handling.
12.
Ah, we will live in more places.
Yes,
I am. Please, take good care of them.
Of course. All right, so they're willing to let us keep the eggs if we let this spider back.
And Gentle nods and just holds the fabric out away from their body and then opens it so the spider falls out.
Spider falls out and makes their way towards the tree.
And then Gentle wraps up the fabric and stows it in a pouch because they're not putting it back on their body.
And Crag will hand the egg sack over to Gentle.
And Gentle takes the fabric right back out of the pouch because they realize they should wrap up the eggs and then puts it away again.
Now, I don't know what you want to do with that, but I don't want any part of it.
That's fine.
Squeech gets knocked down. And you're never gonna keep
Squeech
down.
Are the rest
down.
Of the spiders making their way onto Mira?
Yeah, they all have
also,
now.
Also, the tree is called Mira.
Oh, wow.
Just so you know.
Hello, Mira.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
And you see these spiders, they all have now returned to the tree. They're working together to rebuild the dream catcher on top. And you start to see the life return to Mira as what was stiff, hard, dry wood now seems to have a life to it. You start to see things move around. The plant life start to expand. The tree starts to move away from the kingdom.
Bye.
Thank you, Mira.
Don't come back here.
You guys think we should burn the carriage?
Yeah, let's torch that
probably.
Up.
That's fine.
Yeah, let's burn it.
Can I look can I look inside first just to see if there's anything else in the carriage before we torch it?
Yeah, you open and you see it's got really nice seating. You do see that there's some giant bugs in there that have been completely drained.
Little husks
of insects. But otherwise, it's empty.
Okay. Let's light this baby up.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, I learned that sacred flame isn't real fire. It's just beautiful.
Oh, that's right. That's
so,
true.
Yeah, I'm just going to take out a tinder twig and I'm just going to start doing little matches everywhere.
And you begin to light the inside on fire. And I imagine you fanning them with your wings. How are you all helping?
I probably also have some matches. I'll light some little matches as well.
It's take forever.
I know.
I go back to find that little chip of wood that I and I just chuck it inside.
Oh, it's the dream wood.
Oh, now it's burned.
Hell yeah.
now it's burned.
Oh, I hope that doesn't like cause smoke or something.
The carriage ignites on fire after all of your efforts and you see it ablaze. You're looking at the carriage though and the paint on it doesn't seem to be peeling. The wood doesn't seem to be getting blackened at all. You do see this fire on it, but the carriage itself somehow is remaining in perfect condition.
Even this isn't satisfying.
Oh, God.
What a terrible day.
I at least wanted this thing to like burn down so we can tell them like, yeah, we took care of the problem.
Yeah.
The carriage people. They
well,
were,
now
they
we can
bad
say
people.
We tried to
and,
burn
yeah, them. Now we can. Yeah, we burned them alive inside there. That's what we'll tell them. Right, Craig? Say it. Just say it with me.
but we burned them alive inside there.
We burned them.
Go on. So close.
We burned the carriage.
Yeah.
Alive.
No, the
inside
things.
There.
Okay. Okay. Well,
that seems right.
I feel like that's the best we got.
Yeah,
I mean, they probably saw the fight with the big tree.
That's
that
true.
Wasn't hidden. Like, they saw us do a thing.
And they saw us burn this carriage. I feel like we got it. We got all our bases covered here. We got the eggs, and then we'll, you know, we'll give the eggs to Kronk's boss.
How many eggs were there?
It's got a ton.
Yeah, spiders have lots of eggs.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So, in theory, we got her more things than she asked for.
Yeah.
Gentle's just, like, staring at the carriage for a while. And is like, we should probably put this out if it's not actually going to burn. Oh, the forest might catch on fire.
The fire is cleansing.
But we don't want to set the trees on fire.
Oh, did I say that out loud? Yeah, we should put this out for sure. It's a hazard.
Craig will start kicking dirt on it.
Yeah.
They all just start kicking dirt. Yeah, that's how we would do it. Try to smother it.
And again, as long as it took to light it on fire.
We were out there for 5.5
about
hours.
Trying to burn this carriage before putting it out. And the carriage is in pristine condition.
The sun will be up pretty soon, guys. So.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Dungeon Rats. Want to see our session stream live? Go to twitch.tv/thedungeonrats and catch our next broadcast. Do you want behind-the-scenes action, bonus adventures, access to the stream archives, or maybe you even want to play with us? Please head on over to patreon.com/thedungeonrats. Any amount of support you can send the cast and crew goes a long way to keeping the show going. The Dungeon Rats is produced and edited by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. Gentle is played by Alex Richmond. Craig is Lucas Cousins. Zipper is Serena Marie. Squeege is Carlos Luna. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Hey, that's me. Well, thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Island of Tenmar.